Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is all of it. For 1 week of the year, the Brooklyn Bridge Plaza transforms into Photoville, a sprawling photography festival housed in repurposed shipping containers. This is the second weekend of the 2019 Photoville Festival, which has featured works from New York Times photographers, workshops specifically by women ages 17 to 22, photographs of activists from the Bronx, and many more exhibits of note. Joining us to tell a little bit more about Photoville is the festival's co-founder and executive producer, Laura Romanes. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
And we're also joined by photographer Jeanette Beckman, who has spent decades capturing some of the best legends in punk and rap. Her collaboration with Say Adams mashup is on display at Photoville. Nice to see you.
Hi.
Are we all just sort of basking in Mary Wilson's
glow? Yeah, we're kind of geeking out.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Your background, Laura, is in theater and music. You attended the prestigious National Institute of Dramatic Arts in Australia.
Yes.
So how did you wind up curating and co-founding a experimental, interesting photography?
Well, for me, storytelling is very much, it's universal. It's the same, whether you're, producing a music show, theater, or photography, it kind of uses the same tools. It's where facilitating a platform for artists. Mm-hmm. And so it was all because of St. Anne's Warehouse in Dumbo, Brooklyn, where I was working 10 years ago, where I met my other co-founders, Sam Barzilay and Dave Shelley. They were working at the New York Photo Festival, and that's our origin story, how we all met. And again, it's very much the same thing, photography, music, theater. It all melts.
Why is it important to show photography, have photography live outside of a museum?
Well, I think that it's all about accessibility. And I think especially in the last 8 years, when I see all these folks who are coming to Photoville, their families, their construction workers, there are people who may feel intimidated about going to a museum or to a gallery. They have very limited time with their family and friends, but they can come down under the Brooklyn Bridge, go see some work, go grab some food at the Smorgasburg Beer Garden, and just gather and be together.
As a participating artist, what draws you to this event, Jeanette?
It's just an amazing event, and I've been part of it, for 4 years now?
5 years.
5 years. And, it's great because you meet a bunch of other photographers. Everybody's walking around. We get to look at work and talk amongst ourselves because photography, it's a kind of solo activity. You go out, you take do your shoots, but Photoville brings everybody together in a really amazing, very casual, relaxed way and starts a lot of incredible conversations.
Just the name alone kind of lets us know what we're in for a little bit. It's an unusual layout, though. Will you explain to folks what they'll experience?
So we have taken literally a empty slab of land under the Brooklyn Bridge in Brooklyn Bridge Park, and we bring everything in. We're talking about electricity generators, and we have 60-plus shipping containers that our guys, Todd and Michael, literally are dropping over 2 weeks, planning it out. And we call it our photo village. So we have all the exhibitions inside the container. We also have outdoor large-scale installations, including Jeanette and Say's mashup. Mm-hmm. We have the beer garden. We have activities for families, talks, workshops, evening programming. It's all under one space.
Jeanette, what is your mashup?
The mashup is a project that was started about 4 years ago. Say Adams, who I think has been on this show before.
Yeah.
Oh, he says hi, by the way.
Hey, Say.
Hey, Say. He curated a bunch of his graffiti artist friends to draw on my old school hip hop pictures. And we had a little show in my loft. 500 people turned up. There were 10 artists. It was crazy. And, it just blossomed from there, and different artists wanted to join, and then in the end we had 30 artists. We've made a book, and each artist is allowed to choose something from my archive and reinterpret it as they want. And we've got everybody from Futura, Lady Pink, a lot of legends, and then a lot of younger artists, a lot of women artists. It's a really great collective.
Has anything surprised you the way someone has reinterpreted your work?
Actually, they've all surprised me, and they're really different. Every artist has a different view, and it's just turned out to be this really beautiful kind of collaboration. It's great. And at Photoville, we're showing these 8-foot tall, 8-foot square mashups. And we had four artists actually from the West Coast this time drawing on the pictures. So Mr. Cartoon, who's legendary, drew on my Ice Cube picture, and Max 242 drew on a Slick Rick. Jules Muck, who's amazing, did Salt and Pepper.
And girls.
And Jeff Soto did Outkast, Andre. And they're big, they're huge, and they look amazing.
Yeah, so we first worked with Jeanette and Say 5 years ago in Brooklyn Bridge Park for PhotoVille. And so we had the opportunity this year as United Photo Industries to take PhotoVille to Los Angeles to celebrate the Annenberg Space for Photography's 10-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And so when we had that opportunity, I go to Jeanette and say, we got to do the mashup in LA. And then that's why, hence the West Coast photographers. And then gotcha. We thought, we got to bring them back to New York.
My guests are Laura Romanos, co-founder and executive producer of PhotoVille, and Jeanette Beckman, well-known photographer. So these emergy cubes.
Yes.
What is an emergy cube?
An emergy cube. Well, PhotoVille, we work with organizations, curators and artists, you know, established photographers like Lindsay Addario and John Moore, Deb mm-hmm. Willis, to different ICP, Parsons, and a lot of young emerging photographers want a container. They kind of, you know, it's not feasible. They're young, they're at the beginning of their project. Mm-hmm. So 5 years ago, we actually, my co-founders and I came up with a way that we can show their work on pallets, and we made them into cubes. And like PhotoVille, you know, we just, we throw these names around and they stick. The last few years, I produced the New York portfolio reviews with the New York Times and CUNY. And we have every Sunday, every year, we have these emerging photographers. So the last few years, we've been picking between 9 to 12 emerging photographers from all over the world to show their work. And that's in collaboration with two New York Times editors, David Gonzalez and Jim Estrin.
In terms of the PhotoVille exhibit as a whole, what's the criteria for photographers being involved?
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about choosing?
So we always say we curate the curators. So it's a combination of, we work with some of the same partners every year, like National Geographic, the New York Times, Players Tribune, Magnum Foundation, but we always ask them to propose new work. And we also do an open call at the beginning of the year, so for a few months. And then we get some really surprising proposals, like this year, Playboy.
Wow. Okay.
There you go.
Wish I could have been in the room when that one. Yeah,
it's actually, I mean, I have to tell you, they do great work, and they're working with so mm-hmm. many women and photographers of color and LGBTQ, and they're looking to the future. It's definitely changed.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
So Jeanette, when you began your career, photographing the punk rock scene in the UK, how did you make the transition to photographing rappers?
Well, what happened was I was working for a weekly music paper called Melody Maker, and I was
famous
and The Face, and I was, you know, photographing mm-hmm. two or three bands a week, everybody from The Clash to Boy George, you know, the Sex Pistols, everybody. And the first ever hip-hop show to come to Europe, we didn't know anything about hip-hop, came, and I put my hand up in the meeting and said, I want to go cover it. And so that week I went to the hotel where they were staying and took all these pictures. And that day I photographed Fab Five Freddy, Dondi, Futura, Rocksteady Crew, Afrika Bambaataa, just all these people, but I didn't know who they were. I just thought they were really amazing, and they had this great energy mm-hmm. that, you know, punk was great, but it was, you know, dark leather jackets and kind of gloomy. And here come all these people with this amazing energy. The show is incredible. And I came to New York a couple of months later to visit a friend, and the rest is history. I never went back.
What is different about making pictures with musicians than other artists?
Well, you know, to me, a portrait is a portrait. Like, I'm really? Always trying to capture, you know, that person as they are mm-hmm. at that moment. You know, I'm trying to document them in that specific moment in time. So, you know, I mean, unless you're doing live stuff, which, of course, is, you know, always a battle. You have to go down the trenches mm-hmm. and take pictures. But, you know, portraits of musicians, you know, you want to listen to their music beforehand and then, you know, try and find out what their thing is. And I always talk to even, you know, anyone I'm doing a portrait of and ask them, is there a space that's important to you? You know, should mm-hmm. I come to Brooklyn where you live? Do you want me to, you know, go up to Harlem? Should we photograph on the street? And, you know, that's kind of how I roll doing all portraits.
I have to ask, do you have any good war stories? The answer is, I know you have good war stories. Please tell me one good war story.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, it's not such a war story, but, you know, I did, everybody knows this photograph I took for EPMD, you know, where they're sitting on the cars, the hoods of the mm-hmm. cars. And what happened was, it was my third album cover for them. And so they told me to go meet them in this really deserted spot out in Long Island. It was like a dead end with water at the back. So I went there. We were supposed to meet at noon. And it was the winter. And, you know, the sun sets around 4 or 5. You know, come 2 o'clock, they haven't turned up. Come 2:30. This was before cell phones and pagers, all of that. So I had to drive to a phone box, remember those, with recorders, and, you know, call the manager and go, oh, yeah, those guys, they're getting their rims of the cars polished in the Bronx. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, in the Bronx, that's really far away. You know, hip-hop was always late.
They had their own, own clock.
Right, they had their own clock. And finally, you know, just around 4, I hear, you know, the roar of these two V8 engine cars coming down, and I had an idea they were going to, you know, I was going to park them in a sort of V shape. So they come, I get them lined up, and the guys get out of the car, and they're wearing these outfits that look like pajamas to me. And I had not seen, you know, it was very fashion forward, because a year later, everybody was wearing those and the bucket hats. So they get out, they're sitting on the hoods of the car going, what do you want us to do? And I'm like, you look great. Just, you know, I had my Hasselblad film camera loaded. The whole photo session maybe took 15 minutes, sunset, that was it. But, you know, that sort of thing happened all the time.
Of course. Yeah. My guests are Janet Beckman, the photographer, and Laura Romanos, the co-founder and executive producer of Photoville. Two more quick questions about Photoville. Sure. You have something for kids
yes.
called the Mini Mashup. What can yes. we do there?
That's actually with Jeanette and Say. So it's a chance for families, especially for young people, to be in a space, it's in the beer garden with Jeanette and Say, to mash up Jeanette's photos. And you will be taught by Say. So we did yeah. this. It was kind of like a test run in LA, and we probably had so many parents.
Everybody was
kids.
Doing it.
And I think I've become a mother myself. I have a 3.5-year-old. So I've now been more kind of committed to doing more programming for families.
That's excellent. Anything yeah. else you want to tell me about Photoville before we wrap? Something that's really on your
Look,
mind about it?
It's going on. We have 4 more days. It's okay. free in Brooklyn Bridge Park, accessible. We want everyone to come on down with their families, their friends, have a good time. We have over 85 exceptional exhibitions. Tonight we have Waterkeepers, hosted by Rosie Perez. She'll be down here under the bridge. Frontline documentary series tomorrow night, National Geographic on Saturday night.
Sounds like, congratulations.
Thank you.
On getting this all off the ground.
Thank you.
It sounds wonderful. And Jenna, it was nice to meet you as well.
Nice to meet you.
Photoville.com.
Photoville.nyc.
.nyc for more information. You're listening to All of It on WNYC.